I've had several folks that we work with back in Washington, D.C. come and talk to me today about the reception that they have received here and the help that they have received from the National Park Service personnel especially. I want to make sure that I reiterate what they said, which is this is one of the very best groups they've ever had the opportunity to work with. And I know that logistically it's not easy to do what they have done. What you have done in terms of bringing all of this accoutrement here to the Jackson, set it up with this incredible backdrop that we couldn't paint and couldn't photograph to have the same kind of experience. I am honored to represent the state of Wyoming, and I'm very honored to be one of the members of the Natural Resources Committee. This is my second term in Congress, and I have definitely enjoyed working with the other members and addressing the issues that we have over the last 2.5 years. The Great American Outdoors Act, or GAOA, established the Mandatory Legacy Restoration Fund, which received $1.9 billion annually from fiscal year 2021 to fiscal year 2025, $9.5 billion in total, for deferred maintenance needs of the National Park Service, Fish and Wildlife Service, Forest Service, BLM, and BIE. The National Park Service received $1.33 billion, or 70% of the overall funds annually. Instead of focusing narrowly on maintenance, however, I believe that the next iteration of GAOA should concentrate on projects that modernize our parks, enhance public access, improve infrastructure, and create new outdoor recreation opportunities. In light of the $10 billion increase in the National Park Service's deferred maintenance backlog over the past several years, Congress must enact reforms to ensure transparency, increase accountability, and wisely steward taxpayer dollars. In 2023, 325.5 million people visited national parks, spending an estimated $26.4 billion in local gateway regions, which supported 415,000 jobs and generated $55.6 billion in economic output. In 2024, more than 3.6 million people visited Grand Teton, spending an estimated $1.74 billion in Teton County, Wyoming. Tourism in Teton County that year supported approximately 8,480 jobs and generated $103.8 million in sales tax revenue. This morning I was reading the metrics for what has occurred so far this year, and it appears that 2025 is going to be another banner year for tourism in this part of the country. For fiscal year 24, Grand Teton had an estimated $343 million in deferred maintenance and repairs, plus $14 million of annual routine maintenance needs, while the park's infrastructure assets included 414 miles of trails, 33 campgrounds, and 151 miles of paved roads. To date, Grand Teton received $77.8 million in GAOA funding for four projects, addressing maintenance on the Moose Wilson Road, rehabilitating cabins, replacing wastewater systems, and addressing safety issues at various buildings. Using a combination of GAOA funds, recreation fees, and general appropriation funding, Grand Teton also has 13 planned infrastructure projects, totaling $33.1 million, which would enhance visitor experience by improving cabins and several trails. I do believe, however, that there is reform needed. There are significant concerns that the GAOA funds were not appropriately distributed between transportation and non-transportation projects. The statute requires 65% for non-transportation. That did not adequately address some of our smaller parks and the needs that they have. And it disproportionately prioritized urban cities over our rural crown jewels, such as the Grand Teton and Yellowstone National Park. For example, of the 10 largest pot projects funded under the GAOA from fiscal year 21 to 24, only two projects, conspicuously located in Washington, D.C. and San Francisco, California, were unrelated to transportation or replacing wastewater systems. In other words, I think that it's time for a new iteration of the GAOA, and again, focusing on things such as visitor experience, and making sure that we have the access that we need so that we can improve the access and the experience for all people who visit these absolutely beautiful places. Thank you to all of our witnesses for being here. Thank you for all of the other folks who have come to listen to what we're doing. It's exciting to be back in Wyoming to bring my friends from all around the country. We appreciate your attention to all of this, and we look forward to the questions.